I know there's a couple folks out there that don't know what they're doing for this summer yet. So we have that solved for you. We figured it out. You are going to go to cheapcaribbean.com to find deals on all your favorite all-inclusive destinations, and you're going to spend your summer in paradise.
Yeah, guys, come on, take a break. You work hard. Everybody's working so hard. Swim up to the bar in Punta Cana or sit with your toes in the sand on the shores of Cancun. You can score an extra $175 off site-wide vacations of 4 nights or more now through June 3rd.
Summer is going to be here before you know it. So do your deal and find vacays in your price range at cheapcaribbean.com. That's cheapcaribbean.com.
This summer, own your style with Macy's. Whether packing for a destination vacation or planning a backyard staycation, Macy's has all that you need.
Shop brands like Levi's, Dolce Vita, Lacoste, and more. Macy's has all of your summer must-haves. Summer dresses, matched sets, volume sleeve tops, espadrilles, wedges, straw-crafted bags, bathing suits, and so much more.
Oh my gosh, the free-for-all. Shop at Macy's.com/ownyourstyle.
You guys, have you heard about Squarespace? You must have, because I talk about it all the time. Their website has helped me with my businesses, but it will also help you grow your business. And it really does take the guesswork out of building a website. They have so many helpful and amazing tools, product features, and they make it so user-friendly. Now, one of our favorite product features is the Fluid Engine. With Fluid Engine, a next-generation website design system from Squarespace, it's never been easier for anyone to unlock unbreakable creativity. Start with a best-in-class website template and then customize every design detail with reimagined drag-and-drop technology for desktop or mobile. Stretch your imagination online with Fluid Engine, built in and ready to go on any new Squarespace site. Go to squarespace.com/drama for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, use offer code DRAMA to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant makes navigation a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while you're on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation, compatible device and vehicle required. Is it hoarding if it's boots? I don't think so. A woman can never have too many pairs of boots. It's the perfect gift for your loved ones and for yourself. So, this festival and concert season is all about boots. Everybody has to show up in style, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert with all your friends. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
First of all, you don't know me.
We're all about that high school drama girl, all about them high school queens. We'll take you for a ride in our comic girl,
drama girl,
cheering for the right team.
Drama queens, drama queens,
smart girl, rough girl, fashion Mitchell, tough girl, you could sit with us, girl.
Drama queens, drama queens, drama queens, drama, drama queens, drama queens.
Hi, friends.
Hi.
Hi, guys.
That's a Brooke Davis line.
Isn't it? Hi, friends. We are loving doing these with you guys, and it's actually been pretty cool since we've started doing more of it. Our Drama Queens inbox is full of good questions, so keep them coming. Where do we want to start tonight, ladies?
We got a question from Jess. She's asking, I remember always seeing drinks on set being coffee cups, sometimes from Port City, Java.
Oh my God.
Was this your favorite local coffee shop Or where was your go-to place? If not, what was your morning pick-me-up drink?
Well, as a member of the Chamber of Commerce in my local town, I run the town coffee shop in my town. And we are very proud of ourselves that we do not have a large chain in Rhinebeck. Mom and pop shops are so important to our community. And that entire passion was fostered by what we witnessed as really young people in Wilmington. Yeah. I was baffled when I first came to Wilmington and I'm like, where's the Starbucks? And they're like, ha, 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 good try. You have to go to Port City Java. And that was really an eye opener and an education for me about supporting mom and pop businesses.
Yeah.
And anytime Sanderson, one of our drivers, would pick me up.
Sanderson
always brought me a chai latte. Aww. And to this day, if I see chai latte on a menu, I just think of Sanderson.
Randy was one of my drivers and Sanderson also. And they did. They made a habit out of bringing drinks in, picking up drinks ahead of time for the people they liked. And my morning go-to, I always like just a double espresso with a little bit of milk or a little bit of oat milk or something. That's just my standard, has been for years. What about you, Soph?
Oh my gosh. I mean, yes, I rode into work almost every day with Sanderson. And my favorite days were when we were on splits, meaning for you guys at home, we'd be starting in the afternoon at like 11 or noon. And we'd probably be filming till like 2 or 3 in the morning, the next morning. And so when we were on splits, Sanderson and I were in cahoots, and it would be like, okay, come get me 20 minutes early. We'll go to Port City Java. We'll go to Jersey Mike's. What else do we want? And we would make stops around town to get all the snacks and supplies for the day. And God, I loved that.
Wait, I need a Jersey Mike sandwich right now.
Oh, what I would give. What I wouldn't do. But yeah, I don't know. I love iced coffee a lot.
You introduced me to iced green tea. I'd never heard of such a thing until you introduced me.
Oh, that's true.
I was very hooked. I had one today on set. Yeah. What I normally do, I start my day with an Americano and then I do a giant iced green tea in the afternoon.
No sweetener.
Mm-hmm. No, I don't like it.
I don't either. Yuck. Yeah, that's true. I didn't know that until on set. Yeah. I was like, had a sip of yours once. I was like, this is actually really refreshing.
It's just so refreshing.
Yeah.
Okay. What's our next question?
I
want to ask
what are
this
you
one. Because you're in it. No, I want to ask it.
Oh, that's embarrassing.
Oh my God. I love it. So Liz asks, why did only Whitey and like sometimes Peyton have a Southern accent? Was like, this ever something discussed or encouraged?
Do you want to know the real answer?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's because Barry Corbin and I were the heaviest drinkers on the show. Is what the answer was. We were half in the bag half the time.
Oh my God. No,
they say that like your accent comes out when you're drunk, angry, or tired. And so it's painful for me to go back and watch like old MTV interviews and old early seasons of One Tree Hill, because I had to do classes when I worked at MTV. They did not want me to have an accent because they thought I sounded like a hillbilly.
No way.
Yeah. And so I had this acting coach that was helping me like try to sound very mid-Atlantic. And it's like this bad kind of like Chicago flat A sounding accent that I try. And then our whole crew was super Southern.
Yeah.
So we would go into the trailers and everyone was like, hey man, how you doing? Cool. Yeah. Good morning. Good to see you, sis.
Oh yeah. You had a good 2 hours with JoJo and Kelly Jefferson.
Oh guys, before you the minute we ever get to Wilmington or I go anywhere in the South and I have a beer, I'm like, hey y'all, what you doing? Like,
yeah,
we learned it there. I'm not even from there. Hillary, you grew up in Virginia. Like, I can't help it. And that's just from spending 10 years there.
Yeah, same. And I'm the same with Jersey too. When I go back to Jersey, suddenly I start talking like this, you know, it's just like real easy.
Joy, I like that. Do more. I love it. Listen, I love a regional accent.
I do.
It always bothered me. No, you know who else sounded Southern? Well, no, I guess he didn't. In real life, Colin Moss sounds Southern. He's like a Southern dude.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
He plays the cop on Outer Banks. But I guess Plain Junkie had like a fake New York accent on our show.
Bevan had a Southern.
Yes,
well,
she did.
Yeah. So did Daniela.
And Daniela.
Daniela talked.
Catherine Bayless did too.
For
you
sure.
Know what? Look at that.
Hey, you weren't
Look
alone.
At you guys.
Look, like North sometimes, Carolina. Peyton.
Come so on. All right.
Give Celine. Us the next one, Hillary.
I actually want a t-shirt that says, like, sometimes Peyton. That's what I want.
And like, sometimes Peyton.
Listen, sometimes Barry Corbin and I would have scenes and we will have been at like Charlie Brown's together just like 3 hours earlier. And we both smell like brown liquor and cigarettes and we're like trying not to use Southern accents. Barry Corbin was a blast.
Love him. Okay, Kaylin says, why is it that in the intro, Barry is the only one that's introduced as Barry Corbin as Whitey while everyone else is just their name and not a character? This is a good question for somebody that doesn't quite know how some of the things in Hollywood work in the industry.
It's because Barry Corbin was such a big deal.
Yeah.
Icon.
He was very famous as himself. So when you get someone like Barry, they get their name and an as. That's a very big deal in what they call billing, which is how the credits are done.
It's also why I think it says with Moira Kelly.
Yes.
And Craig Sheffer.
Yes, because they were a big deal too.
That's right. And Barry Corbin as Whitey. So it's a status thing. It's a way of letting the audience know before the show even starts, hey, guess what? We got some big deals happening on this show.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I want to be the caboose one day. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. You're going to be girl.
Yeah, when you're the older actor and you're such a big deal that you get the as or the with.
That's right. Hey, remember when we were like always the youngest people on sets? And now when we go on to sets, I had one of the last sets I was on, they were like, wow, you've done more episodes of television than all the people here combined. And I was like, shut your mouth. Shut your face right now.
Did you guys see Barry on Yellowstone?
Girl, everyone tweeted us about it. Oh. We have referenced Yellowstone so many times on our show. If
so
someone
sweet.
Wants to tell Tyler Sheridan that we're big fans, we'll all show up on horses with Barry Corbin.
I'm a good Dang. Rider. I'm ready.
Dang, me too. Oh boy. Well, when I moved to Nashville, the first thing I did was get on Wayfair and get one of them professional accounts so that I could order everything. Because let me tell you how many things in my house are from Wayfair. So many things. And it's so fun. There's so many options. It's whimsical. If you need modern, if you need old, they have everything.
I love that I can put all the things I need in my shopping cart and then see them all together. And it's just, you can see what the whole room's going to look like. Wayfair is the place to shop for everything home, from sofas and beds to dining sets and decor.
And starting May 4th, you can get up to 80% off site-wide during Way Day, which is their biggest sale of the year. Did you also know they have like a digital room designer on their website? You can put things in your cart and then add them into this fake version of your house, and you can look at the things that you want in your house and see what it looks like. It's amazing. The selection is huge.
Obsessed.
It's their biggest sale of the year, as we said. You can find everything you need for your living room, outdoor areas, bedroom, and more. Huge selection. Home goods ranging from appliances and area rugs to beds and wall art, and it's all on sale.
Wayfair has something for every home, no matter your style or your budget. So preview the Way Day deals and start filling up your cart today. Don't miss Wayfair's biggest sale of the year to get everything for your home. Way Day runs from May 4th through the 6th. Head to wayfair.com now to preview the deals and start filling your cart. That is WAYFAIR.com.
Friends, is there anything better than a clean and fresh smelling home? I don't think so.
I don't think there is. No. Oh, that feeling of just walking in the door and it's like, my life is okay. I'm not a total disaster. I really feel better about myself when my house is clean. And I think the best way to achieve that relaxing feeling of a clean home, Clorox Scentiva.
Clorox Scentiva provides a powerful clean with refreshing scents. And you can find your home's signature scent. It might be coconut, grapefruit, lavender. There is a scent for every vibe.
Oh, it's grapefruit for me, all the way.
Lavender for me.
Friends, transform your home into an oasis. With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence.
Get yours now at a retail store near you.
So I play this little game every morning where I leave the house looking decrepit. And then I drop my children off at school. And then I get to my office and I take out a nice, cute little bag that came with my Thrive Cosmetic order. And with just a couple of products, I'm able to look like a normal, happy, healthy human again. It's incredible. I love these products. Thrive Cosmetics has a full line of makeup to refresh your everyday look. With clean, skin-loving ingredients, their foolproof products make it easy for any skill level to apply. Now, a few of my favorite products include their incredible Infinity Waterproof Eyebrow Liner. Its easy-to-use waterproof pencil holds like wax and blends like a powder. Just line brows to give them some structure and create natural-looking strokes of hair to fill in sparse brows. It comes with a spoolie brush to lift and tame brows after applying the pencil, and there are 8 shades to choose from that adjust to your natural brow color for a perfect match every time. Now, my other favorite product, I've been talking about this forever, is the Liquid Lash Extensions Mascara. Their unique formula creates tubes around each eyelash to lengthen them. And it's super easy to remove, you guys. This is my favorite part. It just slides right off with warm water, doesn't leave smudges, doesn't pull your eyelashes out. It's incredible. Its nourishing ingredients support longer, stronger, and healthier looking lashes over time. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/drama. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/drama for 10% off your first order. Friends, we need a second to talk about Squarespace. Squarespace has so many helpful and amazing tools, product features, and they make it so user-friendly. Now, one of the product features that I love is their asset library. You can upload, organize, and access all of your content from one place. With the new asset library, you're able to manage all of your files from one central hub and use them across the Squarespace platform. They also have flexible website templates, so you can get started with one of their professional website templates with designs for every category and use case. Then you just customize your look, update content, and add features to fit your unique needs. You can make any Squarespace template do what you want, so your idea, your brand, or your business stands out online on every device. Plus, they will make selling your products on an online store a breeze. Whether you sell physical, digital, or service products, Squarespace has the tools you need to start selling online. Go to squarespace.com/drama for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, use offer code DRAMA to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. With the best all-inclusive vacation deals to Mexico and the Caribbean, booking your getaway with Cheap Caribbean Vacations means you have more freedom to do your deal. Whether you want to enjoy snorkeling, endless margaritas, and more, or simply just want to soak up the sun and sand in a tropical paradise, Cheap Caribbean Vacations has your deal for that. Plan and book the exact getaway you want at exactly the right price for you by using our exclusive budget beach finder. Or find a featured all-inclusive package to Sunscape Resorts and Spas and do your deal at cheapcaribbean.com.
Okay, Britt asks, oh, I like thinking about this. What do you think your on-screen kids would be up to in 2022? What careers would they have? Oh, honey, they're still in high school.
That's right. Girl, come on. How old do you think we are?
Yeah, I feel like my boys are what, the youngest by like a year?
Yeah.
Aren't they just about to be freshmen? Oh my God, wait, does that mean Lydia is a year above them and then Sawyer is like the senior in high school who they're all trying to take them to work?
I don't think it's that.
Goosebumps right now.
I don't think they're that old.
Are they not even that old yet? Are they like in early high school and middle school?
No, I had Lydia 12 years ago, so she would still be 12.
You're right.
Yeah, did you guys do a time jump after I left?
Pregnant with
at all?
Maria at the same,
no, we did not. So that means at the most, my kids are 11. Your youngest is 12, and then yeah. Hillary. That would mean that your kid would be like 15.
13.
13? Was it?
Well, my son is turning 12.
Oh yeah.
And I left like right before I got pregnant with him. So
Sawyer would be 13. You know what's so funny is when people think the overlap of me getting pregnant with Gus was like my pregnancy on the show. And I'm like, no, babies. That was practice.
You're like, I just wore that foam bump around to see if I liked it.
It was fine. What do you think our kids would be up to?
I don't know. What is a 12? I mean, I could tell you what my 12-year-old girl is doing. She's 11, but pretty close.
Oh, tell us about the play. Please, please.
She's in the school play and she's roller skating. All got her roller skates for her birthday. And that's all she does is she comes home from school, puts on her roller skates and she just is in them all day around the house.
So cool.
She's super cool. Super confident. Super like, she's amazing. She heard a friend talking about her in the bath. Okay, this is how cool my kid is. She heard, she walked into the bathroom and heard a friend talking about her to another girl. And like they were in the stalls and she heard them talking about her. She walks in, she heard it. And then she goes, hi.
Are you serious?
I was like, oh my gosh, bro, what did they do? She said, they just, you know, she came out and she was like, hi. And just kind of got flustered. And then Maria is just like, all right, bye. Just, but it's like, she didn't even confront them. She was just like, hey,
Maria's
just so you
so
know,
cool.
I
she's
heard
so
that.
Cool.
Bye-bye. And then she came home and she said, you know what? I mean, if somebody doesn't want to take the time to understand me, that's really their problem. It's not mine.
Oh my God, Joy, you're doing it right, honey. You're doing it right.
It's like, babe, I love you. You're doing great. You're doing great.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
I would have thought before that, like, your kid would be into the things that you're into.
Yeah.
You know, so my answer 5 years ago would have been like, oh, Sawyer's into music. Wrong. Not the right answer at all. Now that my son is in middle school, they rebel against anything their parents are into. Mm-hmm. So the fact that like Jeff and I have tattoos and we have hung out with bands and that's kind of like, you know, leather, motorcycles, all the things. My son loves computers more than anybody on the planet. And his rebellion is being like a straight A student and loving math and loving computers. And, you know, he comes home and he tells me all about it. And I want to be a supportive parent. And I'm just like, oh my God, tell me everything. And meanwhile, in my head, I'm like, Gleben, I don't, I understand nothing.
You're so right though. They do. Maria's even like, I cuss like a sailor. I mean, I try not to, but I just do. And you know, she's recently said to me like, okay, but when we pick my friends up from school, can you try not to say, we call them grown up words instead of bad words. She's, can you try and not say grown up words, please, in front of my friends?
Joy, I got in trouble for playing Jay-Z 99 Problems in the car with Gus and his friends. He was like, Mom, you're embarrassing me. And I was like, this is Jay-Z, dude. This is awesome.
Amazing. You guys are making me realize that as much as I think that Brooke and Julian being these like creatives and artists, I'm like, I wonder if one of her boys is going to like be the next Michael Kors. And I'm like, oh God, are her kids like football players?
They might
be just like
the
jocks.
Opposite.
Yes.
I mean, one of they're twins. One of them is probably a jock. I hope I have one sweet little artist and one jock. And
no, you've got like a baseball player that spits sunflower seeds.
Ooh,
when like wears Oakleys.
Honestly, I'm not mad at baseball because you get to go have a beer and eat a hot dog, so I'm fine with that.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
But
I love that question.
You know, Brooke would not allow for the wraparound Oakleys. She would put her child in something more stylish.
He's
putting her
definitely wearing Oakleys, like those weird ones that like come to a point.
Oh my God, like the cycling glasses. Oy.
Yes.
Oh, good. Wait, oh my gosh, this is a great one from Jessica. One Tree Hill was seriously lacking in the pet department.
Tell us about it.
Definitely needed a therapy dog or cat to help them through their loneliness and trauma.
Why? Thanks for rubbing
were
it in, Jess.
Were there no pets on set? And did you have pets in real life during that time? Oh, Sophia and I bought dogs together. Remember we drove an hour out.
We rescued little doggies.
Yeah, we did. Sweet, sweet pups. We talked about that in one of the episodes. You'll have to go back and find it.
We did. We were animal people.
Yeah. I did wish we had some on set. Why didn't we have any dogs? Nobody had
dogs. I mean, we had JoJo's dog, Sam, in the hair and makeup trailer.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. And I had Haas. I mean, Haas was with us all the time.
Yeah, Haas was at work. I'd always bring Annie to work. But guys, animals are a pain in the ass on set.
Don't you remember the pilot episode when Joy got attacked by birds? You know?
That's right.
Yeah,
but
they're hard.
But 4 hours. They're hard. They can't work hours like the rest of us can work. You know, they'll make you stay on set as an actor when you have to pee. They can't do that with an animal.
Yeah.
And you can't get animals to do exactly what you want them to do for every time that you want them to do it.
Over and over. Yeah. It's really for editing. That's really the only reason is for editing, because
they're very hard to have on set.
Yes. They really,
the one
really
animal that we had was the dog that ate Dan's heart.
Yep.
And for anybody who doesn't know, that dog was also one of the Bush's baked beans dog.
Yep. I didn't,
you know,
know
those commercials?
That?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that dog was a celebrity.
Oh my gosh.
That was
gosh.
A fancy dog.
Damn. Mm-hmm.
And that dog was fancy. Very expensive.
Wow. I did not know that.
I had a little brother on set. I didn't need a dog.
You were cleaning up anyway.
That's it. I had a boyfriend and a little brother. It.
All right.
Okay. Ooh, last question.
This is a good question. Christy asks, how do the rain scenes work when you get wet from head to toe? Do you immediately redo hair, makeup, and dry your clothes until you get the scene perfect? Or is it a one and done thing? How do you end with that scene every day until they get the perfect take? Oh, or oof. Do you end with that scene every day until they get the perfect take?
End with that scene every day. Yes. That's smart.
But only the one time.
Well, yeah. You do all the acting up until the water starts.
Yeah.
Yeah. Over and over and over again. And you get it right. And then when the water starts, usually they have, that's called a 3-camera day. So they'll bring in an extra camera and they've got a bunch of angles, and that's kind of just that.
Yeah.
It's so shitty.
But when we would do episodes like, you know, the hurricanes, like in later seasons when there's the whole thing, you know, Joy, that you and I had to do on the bridge when, like, you know, Julian's trying to give Brooke CPR and the whole mess.
Yeah.
What?
That.
What?
Oh, dude. It's
what
so
I miss?
Gnarly. Hillary, you're not prepared. And it was a night.
Can't wait.
It was a hurricane at night, which means that to do those scenes, we'd start filming right at sunset and we'd film till sunrise. So you would just be wet and cold.
That was awful.
It was miserable.
Did they have the hot tub pools for you guys?
No, they sure did not.
What?
Because they tried that, remember?
Sometimes I had a hot dog pool on a couple.
No, but that's what I was going to say.
Did I just say hot dog pool? Do you know why?
Because we're drunk?
No, I'm door dashing Jersey Mike's right now. That's why. Sorry.
Oh my God, that's a dream.
There was that episode where, like, you were with Lucas in the rain and I was with Ellie
that's
in the
rain.
That's
when we had the hot tubs.
Season 3,
yeah,
they had hot tub pools for us in tents.
Blow up hot tubs, yeah.
Because it was, like, winter.
Yeah.
They had the big rain towers. Yeah. It's cold water. And so you'd go from the cold water and you would have to, like, sit in your wet jeans in a hot tub pool with your acting partner. Yeah. And it's just such a weird thing to do with people.
And the only reason they did that was because they didn't want anyone to die of hypothermia.
You already had walking pneumonia.
Oh, I was so sick. That was so miserable.
I was sick. You were sick. Yeah.
God, we were all so fucking sick. But the problem, maybe I'm making this up, but I really feel like this happened because they were blow up hot tubs. Mm-hmm. Didn't one of them, like, pop and it was a whole thing? Like,
because there's camera equipment and lights. And,
yeah. So it was like a whole mess. And then they decided not to do them anymore. And so then, in later seasons when we would do hurricanes, we'd just get wrapped in, like, blankets and
And then they put you next to a huge propane heater that's, like, kicking out flames, and so you just try to catch, like, not catch on
and
fire
steam.
All night.
The water in your clothes would start steaming out. You look like a horror movie.
The fact that we're still alive is amazing.
It's a miracle.
I remember the first time we shot underwater in a pool, and I'm looking down at all these lights and, like, electrical equipment in the pool.
In the pool.
Nope. And they're like, jump in and go ahead. I'm like, are we sure? Like, they're like,
can I see the stand-in do it first? It's messed up, man.
Oh, God. Yeah, we did some crazy things.
We made it, guys.
Well,
we did it.
We're still here.
I love these Q&As.
They're the best. Keep them coming, guys. Thank you so much.
Mwah.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Don't forget to leave us a review. You can also follow us on Instagram at dramaqueensoth.
Or email us at dramaqueens@iheartradio.com.
See you next time.
We're all about that high school drama girl, all about them high school queens. We'll take you for a ride in our comic girl,
drama girl,
cheering for the right team.
Drama queens, drama queens,
smart girl, rough girl, fashion, but you're tough girl, you could sit with us, girl.
Drama queens, drama queens, drama queens, drama, drama queens, drama queens.
I know there's a couple folks out there that don't know what they're doing for this summer yet. So we have that solved for you. We figured it out. You are going to go to CheapCaribbean.com to find deals on all your favorite all-inclusive destinations, and you're going to spend your summer in paradise.
Yeah, guys, come on, take a break. You work hard. Everybody's working so hard. Swim up to the bar in Punta Cana or sit with your toes in the sand on the shores of Cancun. You can score an extra $175 off site-wide vacations of 4 nights or more now through June 3rd.
Summer is going to be here before you know it, so do your deal and find vacays in your price range at CheapCaribbean.com. That's CheapCaribbean.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Boy, I've spent definitely a significant amount of time in therapy in my life, and I think there's just so many layers to life that can be hard to navigate, and having somebody there to just talk through things really makes the days easier sometimes.
It's a simple truth, no matter who you are. Mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through.
BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you.
Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com. I don't know about y'all. I love the holidays, and they also stress me out. Yesterday, I was trying to get everybody's gifts wrapped, and I just needed a second. I was on my fourth paper cut, and I was like, okay, take a walk around the house, calm yourself down. And you know what I did? I went and got myself a cookie, and I felt better. So all I'm saying is if you're tired or besieged by paper cuts, I think you deserve a cookie too.
I agree. Guys, Keebler Sandies are buttery. They're shortbread cookies made with delicious ingredients like cranberries, pecans, and almonds.
And each Keebler Sandy shortbread cookie is baked to perfection by those cute little Keebler elves for a light sweetness and a texture that melts in your mouth.
When you need a comforting moment for yourself, Keebler Sandies. It's the perfect treat that'll keep you going.
Next time you feel like you're juggling it all, reach for a Keebler Sandy's shortbread cookie to enjoy a simple moment of comfort.
Is it hoarding if it's boots? I don't think so. A woman can never have too many pairs of boots. It's the perfect gift for your loved ones and for yourself. So this festival and concert season is all about boots. Everybody has to show up in style. And Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert with all your friends. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.